Chapter 11. 15 minutes after the call from D.C., a black Grand Marquis was waiting for me outside the Disneyland Hotel. I shook my head in disappointment, but also in anger. This sucked in a way that broke new territory. The FBI agent standing next to the car wore a pair of neatly pressed khakis and a pale blue polo shirt. He looked ready for a round of golf at the Los Angeles Country Club. His handshake was vigorous and a little too eager. "Special Agent Carl Page, I'm really glad to meet you, Dr. Cross. I've read your book," he said, "a couple of times." He couldn't have been long out of the academy at Quantico from the look of him. The California tan and nearly white blonde flat top suggested that he was a local boy, probably in his mid-20s. An eager beaver, for sure. "Thank you," I said. "Exactly where are we headed, Agent Page?" Page shut his mouth abruptly and nodded his head. Maybe he was embarrassed that he hadn't thought to answer my question before I asked it. Then he started up again. "Yes, of course. We're headed to Beverly Hills, Dr. Cross, the scene of the homicide, where the victim lived." "Antonia Schiffman," I said, with a sigh of regret. "That's right. Have you already been briefed?" "Actually, no. Not very well, anyway. How about you tell me what you know on the way over to the house? I want to hear everything." He turned toward the car as if to open the door for me, thought better of it, and got in on the driver's side. I climbed in the back, and once we were on our way, Page loosened up a little as he told me about the case. "They're coding this one Mary Smith. That's because there was an email from a so-called Mary Smith sent to an entertainment editor at the LA Times last week, taking responsibility for the first homicide.